Now, verse 31, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints. In other words, this is Paul's prayer request, and it's twofold. That his life was in jeopardy from unbelievers in Judea, the religious rulers, and he wanted to be delivered from them. And then the second thing is that the church in Jerusalem, you know, might be hesitant in accepting a gift from Gentiles, and he wanted them to accept. And as a result, both prayers were answered. Somebody says, but he was arrested. Sure, but he was put immediately in the hands of the Romans, and it enabled him to appear before kings and fulfill the will of God for the Apostle Paul, and finally to actually go before the Caesar in Rome. He appealed to him. Now, verses 32 and 33, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Now, this is the conclusion of Paul's prayer request. The prayer was answered. His life was spared. The church in Jerusalem accepted the gift. He did come with joy to Rome, although 2 years in jail at Caesarea was spent in patience and a shipwreck on the way. And finally he arrived and he was in chains. But Paul came in the joy of the Holy Spirit. Oh, how we need that kind of joy today in the lives of believers, and all of us need it. Now, did Paul find rest and refreshment in Rome? Well, the answer's debatable. He did find all these, I think, and more beyond Rome and Spain. Listen to him in 2 Timothy again, 4, 6, and 8. This is important for us to see. He says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but all them also that love his appearing. Now he says the God of peace. That shows that Paul knew peace down in prison, in chains, and in storm and shipwreck. And I pray that you might know that and that I might know that kind of peace today that Paul had.